So we just go to reports. Lorraine, again, did you meet with Sylvie Rue about a drinking fountain?
Yes, I did. Yep. So we met last week at the square to look at the water fountain. They had looked, obviously, with some money they had been granted, they had looked at restoring the old fountain in the square to try and get that up and running again, which would have been fabulous, but it was just going to cost too much money to get it restored and for all the plumbing and drainage and everything. So Scottish Water have came forward and they're going to put a water dispenser in the square. So it'll come to planning, it'll come back to the community council. Mike Morgan was there from the council and looking at it with Scottish Water. So it all looks really positive and looks really good to have it situated in the square. So should be good.
Yeah.
And in recognition of the work and the community commitment by Feldy Rue and by the community as a whole, Scottish Water have agreed to cover all the costs for installation and everything as well, which is really good. Feldy Rue were going to use some of the money that they had been granted from Coca-Cola to help with the costs and things, but Scottish Water have come back and said in recognition of all the community effort, they would be willing to forfeit the costs of the installation and everything, which is great.
Amazing.
Will that come forward as a planning application, Lorraine?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so we'll see the detail and of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nothing much. It's basically moving one of the slabs in the square to put in the base and to secure the base and connecting it to the water mains and things. It's nothing that's going to disrupt the square very much at all. So in Scottish Water had people there looking at, you know, where the mains were and how it was going to be accessible and things. So they'll have to, you know, do a bit of digging to get to the things, but it's only taking up one slab worth of space, if you like, for the base of it. Stands about 5 foot tall. But yeah, should be a good asset to the square.
Okay, good. Secretary reports?
Nothing to report.
Treasurer report?
Just the usual community warden money, 15,000. We've still got speeding money part of £20.87. Microgrant money, £367.44. And our own money is £600.08.
Okay, thank you, Jane. Planning. So we've been asked by Roger Holmes of the Canoe Association. They're looking at putting in a facility at Grantley. It's a facility for canoes on the river. So it'll be better changing rooms and parking and all these bits and pieces. We've been asked as a community council if we would write in support of it. So it's obviously outside the Aberfeldy area. So I guess the first question is it of any interest to us?
Yes.
I would have said no.
And I would have said no as well. It's not really in our remit.
No, it's nothing to do with us.
It's not in our remit, but if I understand things correctly, and I think John...
Matt, can I just stop you there?
Yes.
We just have the discussion amongst the community councillors, please.
Sorry.
Jane, do you want to fire off first?
No, I just said no. I don't think it's anything to do with us. It's in the grant. I don't think they had anything to do with the Aberfeldy one when we got permission for the one down at the Beyond Adventure, did they? Did Grantley Community Council get involved?
No. So I guess the argument would be if there was good facilities in Grantley, that would help the area as a whole. So the canoes in Grantley are obviously, they're starting in Aberfeldy, they're going down to the Tay to there. So I think so. The argument is, I think it would build up the infrastructure as a whole in Highland Perthshire.
I still say nothing to do with us.
Yeah, I just feel that we don't know the Grantley people's
opinions.
Yeah. So I don't really see how we can really say what we think, to be honest with you.
I agree.
We should think from our own perspective is a good facility in Grantley of benefit to us here.
No.
Well, what is Elaine and
A lot of the canoeists will be from Aberfeldy. They'll be Aberfeldy people. A lot of the canoeists will be Aberfeldy people.
But there's one in Aberfeldy anyway.
Yeah, but that belongs to Beyond Adventure. That's not the Scottish Canoe Association.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't belong to Beyond Adventure.
Oh, right. Hmm.
That's public property.
Let's bring Lorraine in.
I was a bit kind of mixed, I think, on this one. I think if I was a Grantley resident and they're having overnight accommodation and overnight parking and everything else, depending on how close you live to that facility, I don't know whether I'd necessarily want all the visitors and everything else that might come with that on my doorstep. But at the same time, as a resident of Aberfeldy, driving through Grantley in the summer, where sometimes the road's really congested, people are walking on the roads, there's rafting vehicles on the road, that if the facility that they have at Grantley could be developed and better and more parking, then that might be beneficial for everybody going through Grantley, going backwards and forwards. It might be an added attraction for the area, whether those people will come to Aberfeldy or not. You know, I don't know. And some of the things that they seem to be doing duplicated what the planning things were, you know, for along at Beyond Adventure for the motorhomes and waste and things. So it's a shame that actually the two projects hadn't got together and put one facility in the area rather than in having two close by. But yeah, I don't know that it's up to us to comment. I think on the information you'd sent out, they had said they'd spoken to the residents of Grantley and had a overwhelming positive response for it. But
we've only got their word for it though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see John wanted to come in here.
Thanks, Victor. Yes, I'm fully aware of the plans. I also was on the call that the Mid Athol, Grantley and Strathtay Community Council Zoom meeting they took with quite a number of local residents, and it was all very positive. There were one or two comments or concerns that were raised, but they were certainly satisfactorily answered in my mind. There is a camping and a caravan site there that the Canoe Association run. What they're trying to do is obviously to increase the available parking in the area. The parking in Grantley has been an issue. People have been parking at Inn in the Tay, in front of Free Spirits, in front of the Village Hall, and round at the back of the Village Hall at the school and things like that, and taking up areas where they shouldn't really be parking and parking on the road when they can't. So people see the extension of that car park there as very much being needed and very much welcomed. There will be toilets and, as you say, wastewater dumps and the blue water dumps, I think, for passers-by, if you like, and people can park there for a small charge. But as well as that, for those that want to stay on the campsite, there will be another kind of shower block and facilities that they're going to put on it. It's very impressive plans if they can get it, get the funding, etc. for it. And as I say, I think given it's on the Rob Roy Way there too, and they have plans for local residents to be able to get a permit if you like, to park there for a reasonable amount. So you're not paying whatever it is, I don't know, £2 or £3 for, you know, half a day or whatever the charge will be. As a resident, you would pay a nominal sum for a permit for the year. So I think they've gone into it in quite a bit of detail. I can't remember how many local residents were on the call, probably about 20-ish or maybe slightly more. And as I say, I think everybody, bar no one on the call, was welcomed the proposals.
John, can I ask, is it something, do you know, in order for them to carry out all these works, is this something that Perth and Kinross are supporting, or is this a kind of Scottish Government, or, you know, other funding will come forward for that? Do you know what their proposals are?
I'm not sure about council funding, but we would certainly support. I think they may hope to get money from the Visit Scotland Tourism Infrastructure Fund when it opens up again, which requires local authority support, similar to the Beyond Adventure one, to be honest with you. So it is something, you know, I think as a council we would support, but maybe it wouldn't be council funds that we'd be helping with it. It would be funds that we'd get from elsewhere.
And do you think that, sorry, could come back again. Do you think there is a need to have two facilities so close by to each other for, like, the motorhome waste and things? And
yeah, I think as a council, we probably want to see more of these facilities throughout Highland Perthshire.
Okay.
And there are a number, I think, perhaps in roundabout Loch Rannoch that are currently... I think they've had planning permission for additional car parks and toilets and things. Yeah.
You want to come in, Elaine?
I'm quite for it, actually, especially if, you know, we use it quite a lot on our bikes, and if you were able to use the loo or whatever when you got there, it would be great, actually. But yeah, as long as we weren't stepping on toes, but it all sounds pretty positive. So I think I would support it.
My instinct is to support it myself. I think the more of these things we have in different places, the better, because then Highland Perthshire as a whole will get a reputation for having these facilities.
Mm-hmm.
People are then more likely to come here. And if the rafters on the river, 90% of them start in Aberfeldy and end in Grantley.
Mm-hmm.
You need the facilities at both ends, and they're 5 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me that does work. So I guess the question here, number one, is this any of our business? So we have to, let's answer that question first.
Well, if you've been asked to do it, then they're asking for our input, aren't they?
Are they not jumping on the bandwagon of Aberfeldy getting theirs? And if we support them in Grantley, then there's more chance of them getting it because we're supporting it. And it's just, I feel as if they're jumping on the bandwagon.
I think you would argue that we need people to jump on the bandwagon and have good facilities in more areas. That's probably what we want to see. So it seems here Val and Jean would say this is none of our business.
Yeah.
I think it probably is down to Lorraine rather.
I just feel that if when we've had things going on in Aberfeldy, how happy would we have been if Grantley Community Council or Kenmore Community Council had started putting in letters of support that maybe we were against?
That's why
I'm not very into us getting involved, you know. Oh, so what are you going to say, Elaine?
I was just going to say, Elaine, on you go.
I was just saying, you know, if they're asking for our support, I think, you know, what if there's something happened that we were asking for their support, or Kenmore or Grantley? The fact is they're asking. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but it wasn't Grantley Community Council that asked.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Maybe it should. Maybe the request should come from the community council rather than individual groups, because then you might end up being inundated with lots of support from individual groups who are hoping to, you know, get planning or funding or whatever for these applications, and they're trying to gather all this support. But I think it's important to make sure the people of Grantley and Grantley Community Council are also behind these projects. So I think it's fine for the community councils to ask for support, but when it comes to individual groups, I think you have to be
Norma.
A bit wary.
Hello, Norma.
I know. See me now.
Yep.
Better late than never.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lorraine. I think we just have to be careful we're not stepping on another community council's toes.
Yeah.
That's all.
So I can contact Grantley Community Council and ask them, is it beneficial if we endorse it or not?
Yeah.
Well, surely you should wait.
Go ahead, Val.
Surely you should wait to see if you should say to the council, the community council, look, we've had this application to support, you know, and see what they've got to say.
I'll ask them. What's their view on this? Do they want us to state a view?
Yeah.
Then we'll have this conversation all over again.
If Grantley come back to me and say, yes, it would be good if you could support this application, what will we say?
Yes,
we'll talk about it.
No, for me.
Yeah. I mean, I probably would go with it.
I have no opinion then. Just don't think it's any of our business, but I'm just going to go with the flow. Whatever you lot decide, I'm quite happy to go. Oh, okay.
Right. I'll contact Natalie and see what they say. And if they're looking for support, I'll send them a letter of support.
Okay.
So that's open.
But you'll give it to the council, not to the people.
I'll copy both them. Both of them will get it. If that's what they want.
Okay.